Who the fuck are you?
Gabriel Anderson, sheriff of Halley, Pennsylvania, and Marshall's second of the Halley Puma Pride, was one tired, cranky kitty. He stared at the stranger sitting in his living room and tried to remind himself that jail was a bad place for a cop to wind up in. The intruder had his feet up on Gabe's coffee table, his cowboy boots twitching in time to the video game he was playing on Gabe's Wii. Gabe kept his service revolver steady, the safety off, aimed at the intruder. To top it all off, the man smelled like a shifter.
Because I'd like to know who the hell I'm arresting for breaking and entering. Wondered when you'd get in.
The man's face lit up, his hands waving the remote frantically.
Ha! Gotcha, you son of a bitch!
The man paused the game and set the remote on the coffee table.
Name's James Barnwell, and you're Sheriff Gabriel Anderson, second to the Marshal of the Halley Puma Pride.
Gabe's revolver dipped slightly.
Yeah? So you know who's sticking your ass in jail.
The man stood up and up. His dark blonde head easily towered a good 6 inches over Gabe, and at 6'2", Gabe didn't consider himself to be a short man.
You really don't want to do that. Why not?
The man smiled, the expression warm. His gray eyes twinkled merrily.
Because I don't think the Senate would take kindly to having one of its own in jail.
Gabe lowered the revolver, but didn't relax completely.
Senate?
Why would the Senate send someone to Halley? The Shifter's Senate was a loose conglomerate of all of the Shifter species. It was traditionally headed by a Leo. The main purpose of the Senate was to see to it that humans did not learn of the existence of Shifters, with the only exception being human mates. Over the years, the Senate had also instituted certain laws that all Shifters abided by, one of them being the sanctioning of new packs and prides. Every 6 years, the different races would elect one of their own to a seat on the Senate. The current Puma senator was an older man by the name of Harry Kurland, who lived somewhere in the Midwest. Gabe had never met or spoken to the man. Max's rule was too damn new, and the Senate had a habit of giving a new alpha a settling-in period before more than congratulatory contact was made. It was rare for a Senate representative to visit Halley. In all the years the Halley Pride had been here, there'd only been two. One was for the Puma Senator's representative to sanction the newly minted pride. The other had been a hunter stalking the rogue the previous Halley Marshal had eventually destroyed. Both times, the man in question had been a puma. This man didn't smell of puma. He smelled of bear.
Shouldn't you be talking to my alpha? If I was here to speak to Mr. Cannon, I'd be at his house, not yours.
The man's smile turned to a grin.
Besides, he doesn't have a Wii.
Gabe closed his eyes and prayed for patience.
Tell me you didn't break into my alpha's house. I didn't break into your alpha's house, the bear parroted.
Gabe shot the man a look and holstered his weapon.
How can the Halley Pride be of assistance to the Senate?
Thank God his gran had filled his head with proper etiquette, so he knew what to say even if his tone wasn't properly respectful. He'd have no clue how to deal with a Senate representative otherwise. Even if the one standing in his living room wasn't exactly the kind of person he would have expected the Senate to send.
By giving us their second.
Gabe blinked. He must be more tired than he thought.
Excuse me? We need you to come with me.
What? No. No fucking way. He'd just come home after working in Philadelphia for years, gaining enough experience to take over the spot of sheriff in his beloved hometown. The town's council had been thrilled to have one of their own in the position when Adrian Giordano's father had retired. Gabe had discovered his mate only a week before. The trying to ensure that Sherry, Adrian's mate, stayed safe had eaten into all of his spare time. They'd just finished cleaning up after the rogue wolf who'd been stalking Sherry and making her life a living hell. Now that he actually had time to breathe, he wanted to settle down and claim his mate.